brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyar, America's most popular self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host. Our phone number, 1-800-8-INYART, 1-800-836-9278. A few stories we'd like to cover on tonight's show. You know, Egypt is upset that there's such a concern that an Egyptian national started shooting Jews at a ticket counter at LAX in Los Angeles at the airport. And they're saying there's no evidence that this was terrorism. And unfortunately, our own government is echoing that. That's a bit bizarre. We'll talk about that. The House of Representatives has matched the Senate. This is over a week ago now. But that they've increased the debt limit to about $6.5 trillion. They raised it. I'll see your trillion and raise you a trillion. Well, they only raised it about a half a trillion. So we've been saying on this show for over 10 years, that debt goes up and taxes go up, spending goes up faster under Republican presidents than under Democratic presidents. So what do you think of that? Is that possible? Seems like it. Hey, what else do we have? We've got this, Moussaoui, Zacharias Moussaoui, the only person charged in connection with the September 11th terrorist attack. He's filed his last motion for his trial that's supposed to begin in the fall. And he asked the judge, he said he'd like to testify before Congress. And so the judge relayed his request to congressional leaders, and it turns out that the House and Senate Intelligence Committees will discuss the request later this week. I don't think they're going to have Moussaoui appear, but that's pretty funny. The judge relays his request to speak to Congress. I wonder why I never tried that in all my trials, all my court appearances. Why didn't I ask the judge? Why didn't I tell the judge I want to speak to Congress and have him relay the request to maybe the leaders in the House and the Senate? But let's start with this out of China. You know, we conservatives have pointed out for a long time now that China, the murderous Chinese regime that outlawed brothers and sisters, it's against the law in China to have a brother and sister or sister. They limited families to one. There are some exceptions, but as a general rule, you can only have one child. And in rural areas, it's real hard to work the land if you only have a daughter. That's real difficult to do. And so the Chinese have killed, you know, they've killed countless millions of babies through abortion, including boys. But they've killed 50 million more girls than they have boys. 50 million more baby girls have been killed, in part thanks to the feminist movement. I mean, the feminist movement, which has been so supportive of China's forced abortion, forced birth control program, population control program. And so here in Time Magazine, July 1st, 2002, years of female infanticide have led to incestuous marriages. Yeah, they talk in this short article that 50 million females are missing. According to the World Health Organization, China is short 50 million females, and as a result, men are desperate to find wives, and some relatives are arranging marriages so that their sons will be able to marry. And they're marrying first cousins and even closer relatives. This here article, this is Time Magazine, July 1st. Yeah, these two Chinese people with names that are unpronounceable, apart from taking some silverware and throwing it up in the air and letting it crash on the table. These two Chinese people, a man and a woman at least, well, their matrimonial bed is laid with a thick quilt embroidered with the characters for double happiness, words meant to bring good fortune for just married Chinese couples. This is, I'm quoting to you from Time Magazine. This should be a room of joy and hope, but the bride's mother does not want anyone investigating too closely. Please, she says to the reporter, do not speak of this room. The marriage of the young woman and the young man is a subject of shame because they are not just husband and wife, they are also first cousins. Gross and dangerous. You know, liberals are so stupid. Are you a liberal? If you're a liberal, you're a moron. You should really repent. Liberals are so stupid, they think they could just pass arbitrary laws. Just pass laws. Oh, you got a problem? Just pass a law. Make up some laws. So the liberals told the Chinese, there are too many Chinese. You know, the liberals tell the blacks in Africa, there are too many blacks. They tell the Orientals in general, there are too many Orientals. There are too many Indians in the subcontinent of India. And you guys got to really get rid of some millions of you people because there are too many of you. That's what the liberals in America tell foreigners around the world. There's just too many of you people. And so in China, they thought, well, why don't we just outlaw babies? Let's just outlaw them. You can only have one baby per family. And, you know, how do you enforce that? Liberals who claim to promote freedom, aren't they liars? Aren't liberals lying hypocrites? Liberals who claim they support freedom, even Planned Parenthood, who says they promote, what do they promote, abortion? Oh, no, no, we promote choice. We're for pro-choice. Yeah, then why do you give China millions of dollars every year for their forced abortion birth control program? Not only forced abortion and forced sterilization, forced birth control, even forced infanticide with the infanticide epidemic they have in China. So, you know, conservative Christians who cared about Chinese babies being killed and babies all over the world being killed and all the black babies in America being killed far out of proportion of the white babies, you know, who cares? Live commercial break here. This is Bob Enyart. I know we're talking about China's problem, 50 million women missing while they've been killed as a result of the liberal policy there. This is a commercial break. Therefore, I got to give our number for you to buy something so we can stay on the air. But I get so worked up over the content of the show, the material. But our phone number, if you want to buy something, and one of the things I recommend is our video called Infanticide in the New York Times. Our phone number is 1-888-8-ENYART. You can order things, our videos, audio tapes, Bible studies, plot, manuscript on the whole Bible. 1-888-836-9278. We've got this video that I read. We zoom in on a live TV show. We zoom in to a 3-page article in the New York Times, and we show it quote by quote where they're arguing that it should be legal to kill a baby after it's born in the first month for any reason. It should just be legal to kill your baby. And we've pointed out for years on this show, Discover Magazine, saying that infanticide, killing a baby after it's born, is part of the spectrum of parental care. Because if you kill some babies, you'll have more resources to care for other ones. Just incredibly despicable. That's Discover Magazine. So call up, and we've got so many materials, especially our Bible study materials, help us all figure out what's going on. Hey, and speaking of our Bible study materials, the number one bestseller here at Bob and Yart Live is our manuscript, The Plot. It's over 300 pages, an overview of the whole Bible. In chapter one, we talk about the debates that Christians have over all kinds of issues, like speaking in tongues, the rapture, can you lose your salvation, do you have to keep the Sabbath, things like that. Should Christians keep the Ten Commandments and the law? All these issues, interesting issues, and how daunting a task it would be to become an expert on all these issues and figure out which side of each issue you're going to take. And we suggest before doing that, first get an overview of the whole Bible. And that overview will help solve so many problems. So order The Plot. We're back, Bob and Yart Live, 1-800-8-N-YART, 1-800-836-9278. It's the law of unintended consequences, 1-800-8-N-YART. You can give us a call. The law of unintended consequences. The liberals, they think, oh, you just kill kids and it helps solve a problem. Well, what problem are you trying to solve? Well, there are too many people. Well, too many who people? Well, there's definitely too many Orientals, and there are definitely too many blacks in Africa. And, you know, Rwanda, they might have had 800,000 blacks killed in a couple years, but really, there's still too many blacks in Rwanda. We haven't yet met our targets, even though 800,000 were killed in a genocide. We're still above our target population. See, to liberals, human beings are liabilities. They're just useless eaters, their mouths to be fed. But to conservative Christians, human beings, every human being has enormous potential and eternal value and is unique, different. And, you know, trees, liberals worship trees. They don't want you to cut down a tree. You cut down one tree, you could plant 10,000 just like it and have 10,000 all indistinguishable. But they'll give you money to kill babies, and you kill one baby, and you'll never, ever, ever, ever be able to replace that baby. Kids are not fungible. I know public school teachers don't know what that meant. That's the breaks. So each human being is unique. And in China, there are 50 million baby girls that were murdered as a direct result of the Chinese government's forced abortion, forced sterilization, outlaw brothers and sisters policy that the liberals in America have supported all along. And so we talked about this back on the air in 1991. That China, they're killing the girls. At millions of baby girls are being slaughtered over and above the number of boys that are being killed. Millions of girls are being slaughtered. Oh, yeah, and painlessly, I'm sure. And it's a direct result of the feminist movement. The feminist movement is murder for women. The feminist movement is murder for women. So now, the short Time magazine article, a bit more. They say not only are cousins marrying, but even siblings. Siblings. For public school graduates out there, that's brothers and sisters. Even brothers and sisters are getting married. And it's the latest consequence of China's profound shortage of females. This I'm quoting from Time magazine. For two decades, the government has tried to control population by limiting most families to one child. Two, if the first is a girl. Now, I have a feeling that the two, if the first is a girl, is a more recent modification of the law. And they point out that boys are needed in rural areas because they can work the land and give more support to their families. And, you know, since the country is communist, there's enough poverty that flat-out survival is at the forefront of the average Chinese family's concern. Just survival. Just survival. You know, you go socialist, you go communist, and things really, really get miserable. You go socialist and you go communist, things really get pitiful. 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. So Time magazine writes July 1st this year, since they need boys to try to survive, to work the land, that has led many couples to kill female fetuses. They wrote to abort female fetuses, comma, to kill newborn daughters. Now, why do they use the verb kill there? Why not just abort? It's just a later abortion. You're just aborting her infancy. You're just aborting her childhood. You're just aborting her life. That's all. They could still use the same verb. This has led many couples to abort female fetuses, newborn daughters, or to neglect them to death. The result, quoting Time magazine, China, according to the World Health Organization, is short 50 million females. Those idiot liberals. Idiot liberals. Are you a liberal? You're an idiot. If you're a liberal, you are a moron. Doesn't it say it's that somewhere in the Bible? Doesn't it say if you're a liberal, you're an idiot somewhere in the Bible? I hope it does, because I want to take that verse and embroider it and hang it up in our church somewhere, Denver Bible Church. Denver Bible Church. All right. Let's go to the phones. In Littleton, Colorado, Jenny, speak your mind.
I was wondering if there's a wedding coming up in October.
Yeah.
And this is her second marriage, and she's lived with this fellow for a long time. Is it right for me to attend? I don't think it is.
All right. Now, this is a Christian woman?
Not really.
Okay.
She's Catholic, and I don't think she really attends church.
Okay. So, the New Testament says that you should not fellowship with someone who's named a brother, who goes to church, somebody who claims to be a Christian, if they're fornicating.
Okay.
Say they're shacking up, and they claim to be a Christian.
Right.
The Apostle Paul says we should excommunicate them, disfellowship them, so that they'll repent.
Okay.
He says, but on the other hand, when you're talking about people who are not in the church, people in the world, he says in 1 Corinthians that we expect them to be immoral.
Right.
And that you don't have to disfellowship unbelievers who are, let's say, shacking up together.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, there's no moral prohibition against going to the wedding of unbelievers who've been living together. In fact, I would do the opposite, Jenny. I would encourage them to get married.
Well, yes, but see, I have two children,
right?
Girls, and I don't want them to think that that's okay.
Well, then that's a good point. How old are your daughters?
20 and 21.
Well,
and
all right. Well, then I'd say you know, it's not a matter of absolutes here. This is a tactical maneuver
uh-huh.
for what kind of message you want to send to your daughters.
Exactly.
And you could say, she's not doing anything new on her wedding day.
Right.
She's been living with this guy for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, so you could give that message to your daughters. That's fine.
Yeah. I think that's what I'll do, because I think as a parent, I'm supposed to guide them and set an example.
Yeah. And this is one way.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. God bless you.
Bye. Bless you too.
Bye-bye. So, yeah, it's not immoral, not at all. In fact, it's fine to go, but it's also good to use the opportunity to teach others that, you know, what we used to call a baby born out of wedlock, right? You remember those days when a baby born out of wedlock had a stigma? You remember that? He was an illegitimate child. And even worse, he was called. And liberals, they led the way, really. But then quickly following them was the mindless Christians who said, it's not right to have a stigma against a baby. It's not the baby's fault. The baby's not illegitimate. Yes, he is. The baby's illegitimate. And the baby should experience some type of ramification from society because his parents were not married. Now, why should that be? The baby is innocent in regard to his own conception. Of course he is. The baby's totally innocent. But if society does not view the baby as illegitimate, you're sentencing someone to terrible punishment. Who are you sentencing? Who? If society does not have a stigma against the baby born out of wedlock, who are you going to hurt? 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. I'd like to know, who will you hurt when you get rid of the stigma against illegitimate babies, an illegitimate child coming into the world? Who do you hurt? I know the goal is they don't want to hurt kids, so they say we have to take away that stigma. So who do you hurt? 1-800-836-9278. Now, back to Time Magazine. China is short 50 million females. We can't say they're missing. We know where they are. They're down in the sewer. They don't even bury them. They just pretty much flush them down the sewer. So they're with the waste. That's the mass grave of the 50 million missing women in China. Oh, yeah, they're not missing. We know where they are. The liberals buried them with the human waste in a mass grave in the sewage treatment plants throughout the country. The first wave of children born under the policy is reaching marriageable age, and there are far too few brides to go around. These liberals. The most desperate bachelors have taken to marrying relatives. In a few places, the practice has become so common, the communities are referred to as incest villages. Incest villages. How's that? Now what are the brain children of the Chinese government that have created this mess? Now what are they going to do? Hey, could you tell that I don't like liberals? This is Bob Enyart. We're in a live commercial break. And our phone number, if you'd like to order any of our Bible study materials, you can call us at 1-888-836-9278. 1-888-836-9278. We are getting close to completing our second album on the Book of Romans. Man, is Romans fun. Romans is the greatest theological treatise ever written. And no, it's not 500 pages long. It's 16 short chapters in length. And we're going to go through that those 16 chapters in three albums, audio tape albums. Eventually, we'll release it on CD-ROM also, but for now, on MP3s eventually, but for now, on audio tape. And if you have never heard any of our Bible study materials, don't order the Book of Romans. Don't order that. You really do yourself a disservice. First, start with the overview of the Bible. Start with the plot, album, and the tree. You know, we did those seminars in cities all around the country, from Honolulu to Pittsburgh to, you know, so many of the seminars, the response, well, you know, at the seminars, the response we had from people was just overwhelming. And it's been the same now for people who buy the seminars on audio tape. They're just ecstatic that they feel like now they understand the Bible, because we focus on an overview. Get an overview of the Bible first and then dig into the details of the Book of Romans. So first you get the plot, then the tree. Remember the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? That's where all the trouble started. And then you don't even get the Book of Romans yet. Then you get Galatians. And then you get Romans, Volume 1. Except, of course, by the time you do Galatians, you might want to jump back to Genesis creation and Genesis the fall. Huh, the fall, that'll blow your mind. That's fun. Oh, and by the way, when did Adam and Lucifer fall? When did they sin? When was it? How long after creation? Do you think we can have any idea? Oh, boy. But we can have an idea, all right. So call us, order some of the stuff, you'll like it. one 800 8 NYARTS, 1-800-836-9278. All right. Now, So we've been talking about China is missing 50 million females. And next, we'll take a call, and then I want to go to Egypt, is upset that people are saying this was a terrorist crime at LAX, where an Egyptian was shooting anyone who looked Jewish at LL Airlines, their ticket counter at LAX. But first, let's go to Lakewood, Colorado. Scott, speak your mind.
Yeah, Bob.
Yeah.
Nice to talk to you. I remember your old show on cable, and that was great.
All right, thank you.
You taught me a lot on how to talk to liberals.
All right.
I want to make a comment on that kid who called in about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
About living with his girlfriend, and he was too young to get married.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, I was in the same situation. I was a young guy.
Oh.
Living with my girlfriend for 6 years out of wedlock.
Oh, wow.
And he's lying to himself because I was, you know, just living with her because I was thinking, oh, something better was coming along.
Right.
And she turned out being the best woman I could ever had.
Oh, wow.
And now I've been single for the past 11 years, ever since that happened.
Well, what do you mean? What do you mean?
Well, I just kind of screwed up my life because now it's hard to get together with somebody.
Well,
because everybody wants to just shack up.
Well, that's exactly right, Scott. And, the research is pretty strong that when you live together, you're ruining your chances for a happy life.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, you're almost, there's a better than 50% chance you're going to get divorced as it is. If you live together first, the odds of divorce skyrocket.
Yeah, and the longer we went just living together, the harder it was to think about trying to get married to her,
right.
Even though we seemed like we were getting closer.
Right.
But, it totally messes up your life, and they're just waiting to, the people are just waiting because they think they're going to get something better, and that's exactly what I was doing. I thought, a better girl would come along, so I'm not going to commit to this one.
Yeah, and he said, I pointed out that he's just using her.
Oh, you are.
Why buy the cow when the milk is free? He's just using her, and he got a bit upset at that, and he said he loved her.
Yeah.
And I said, well, then why don't you marry her? And he said, are you kidding? I'm way too young for that.
Yep.
So what that means is he wants to keep his options open.
Exactly. I did the exact same thing.
Right. He's just kicking the tires as though a woman who you should put on a pedestal, you should respect, you should honor, she's worth waiting for.
Yep.
He's using her. He's test driving her like she's a used car.
Yep. I did the exact same thing. It hit home when I heard that story.
Yeah.
And it's terrible. Like I said, she turned out to be one of the best women out there now, and I messed it up.
Well, Scott,
I wasn't a Christian back then, but now I am.
So now it's been 11 years?
Yeah, I really never even had a steady girlfriend or anything because now it just seems like a lot of the girls I meet, I'm not into any certain church right now, but all the girls I do meet, which I haven't met many in the past 4 or 5 years, they just want to kind of shack up too.
How long have you been a Christian?
I've always believed in God and Jesus since I was about 11.
Right.
And I always believed he was there, but never did anything about it until about 7 years ago, I'd say.
All right. So and, about 7 years you've been a committed Christian.
Yeah.
You love Jesus Christ. And why aren't you married by now? Okay, I understand that there's a lot of, you know, broken people out there, but it seems like you should have been able to find a wife by now.
I kind of lost the enthusiasm, I think.
Well, Scott, there's nothing wrong with being single at
all,
unless you want to be married.
Exactly.
Then there's something wrong with it.
Yeah.
So, maybe we got to just, like, shake you up a little and get some adrenaline going there.
Well, I want to go to your church and check it out.
Well, come on. Come to the church, and we'll have the guys in the church, you know, we'll do a pep talk for you, and we'll figure out a plan on how you get married.
Yeah.
Hey, we've done that with a lot of guys over the years.
That's good.
There are many guys with beautiful wives right now, and they'll send us a letter, an email, they'll call up, they come to the church, and they say, Bob, thanks, because of what we heard on your show, we're married.
Yeah. Because exactly.
We've encouraged guys to go to Russia, go to Romania, go find a woman and marry her.
As long as they're a good Christian woman, that's all I worry about.
Yeah, just whatever you do, right, exactly. Don't believe the knucklehead Christians who say you have to wait for God to bring you a wife.
Yeah, I don't.
You know, they don't say you have to wait until God tells you to give money to the church.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't say that. They say you got to give. But when it comes to your happiness on earth being completed with a wife that God made us, that we'd have a helpmate, then they say, well, you got to wait. And the Bible says that he who finds a wife finds a good thing.
Yep.
It doesn't say on him whom a wife falls, a good thing has fallen on him.
Yep, exactly.
So, hey, come out to Denver Bible Church, Scott.
Sure.
I'd like to meet you.
And I wanted to speak one thing on the liberals, how stupid they are.
Yeah.
I don't promote suicide at all, but why is it when you run across one that's for population control, they want everybody else dead except them, but they're for population control. It's
right.
Like, I ask them, if you're for population control, why are you still alive?
Right.
It doesn't make sense.
Very good. Yeah, right. And we're not for suicide.
No, not at all.
But it seems to be a slight quirk in their argument.
Yeah, they want everybody else dead except them.
Yeah, they care more about Earth than humans.
Yep.
So it's a natural self-sacrifice.
Exactly.
Hey, thank you, Scott.
All right, thanks a lot, Bob.
God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Now we're going to Connecticut. John, speak your mind.
Hi, Bob. I heard you talking earlier about Vietnam and the war and how we should have been there. And obviously, like a lot of Americans or half of the Americans, they really don't think we should have went there. And I was born in the 40s. I went to school in the 60s, college and high school, and I still can't figure out why we were over in Vietnam, but I'm lined up on the side where I still don't think we should have went.
Okay, well, what is the basic argument for those like me who say we should have went and we should have won? What's our basic argument?
Well, I think that you think that we were halting communism in some way.
Well, it was communism is one of the big enemies out there, and since the communists slaughter thousands or even millions of their own people, they deny people freedom, freedom of speech, of religion, freedom to travel. Since they're tyrannical and cruel, they're murderous regimes wherever you find them, then it's a very good neighborly thing to do to free people from communist tyrant regimes and to save innocent people from becoming the victims of communism.
I'm not saying I agreed with the communist philosophy of doing things.
Yeah, but how about the part where it's a good neighborly thing to do to rescue people from communist regimes?
Well, how come we fought the war in somebody else's backyard, like the more or less innocent Vietnamese?
Well, the Vietnamese were the ones who wanted us to protect them from the communists. They were the ones who were slaughtered by the countless thousands once we lost because of Americans who didn't know right from wrong. They were slaughtered. Remember the boat people?
Yeah.
The liberals like Bill and Hillary Clinton, they were on the side of the communists. And they thought we were the bad guys, and once we were out there, the Vietnamese people would be so happy. Yes, so happy they were fleeing the country by the tens of thousands because they were being slaughtered in even greater numbers by their wonderful communist loving government.
Let me just try to cut to the chase from my point of view, okay?
Yeah.
I'm of the opinion that Lyndon Baines Johnson promulgated that war so that all his friends could make money.
Well, that's...
And that's what I don't like.
Yeah, but, you know, for one, you would need an overwhelming amount of evidence to make that accusation. And you'd also need a lot
of the evidence is hidden.
You'd need a lack of justifiable grounds on which for us to get involved. And the justifiable grounds is this, John. You apparently care more about whether some military supplier makes money than whether Vietnamese women, children, men are slaughtered. I don't care if Hughes Aircraft or McDonnell Douglas, I don't care if they make money when they sell weapons to American military. If we're saving Vietnamese families from being slaughtered by the communists, I'm all for Hughes Helicopters making more money. I'm all for that. I don't care if they make $1 billion. If we could use their helicopters and Hellfire missiles to blow some communist soldiers to kingdom come, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that great? What's wrong with them making money if we're using their products to save Vietnamese families?
I'm not sure so many Vietnamese families were saved.
No, of course they weren't, because too many liberals, John, like maybe you, I don't know, maybe we'll find out, because of you guys, they were slaughtered, they weren't saved. We'll be right back. Hey, Bob and Yurt Live, 1-800-8-NYART is the call-in line, and 1-888-8-NYART is the order line. That's how you can get our stuff. And among our stuff is To Train Up a Child. Hey, To Train Up a Child, it's a book by Michael and Debbie Pearl about raising kids. And then you also get an audio cassette of a couple messages I've given at Denver Bible Church on raising kids. One is called Tyrant Dad, about when society becomes increasingly destructive toward children, then parents become increasingly restrictive, and that presents its own set of challenges. You know, when society is not sexually immoral at every turn, then parents could allow their kids more freedom. But when everything reaches out to destroy your children, then we loving parents become increasingly protective and restrictive. And that's rough. That's something we got to deal with. At any rate, if there are kids or grandkids that you're concerned about, how they're being raised, call us up, 1-888-8-NYART, order the book To Train Up a Child, and you get an audio cassette of a couple of my messages at Denver Bible Church. And the kit, the book, and the tape is $19.95. So you can call us at 1-888-836-9278. You know, also regarding raising kids, we've got Proverbs. The Bible has the book of Proverbs, and we teach through the book of Proverbs in an audio tape album, 6 audio tapes, and we go through all 31 chapters of Proverbs. Proverbs was written by Solomon before he turned against God. And then Solomon, you know how severely he turned against God, just hated God. And it was in that time of his life that he wrote the book of Ecclesiastes. Ugh, what a book that is. In fact, we've got that book also, a Bible study on Ecclesiastes and Song of Songs. Just really interesting, a really interesting part of the Bible, the material on Solomon. And of course, when we're going through Proverbs and then Ecclesiastes, we go back and we look at Solomon's life, because you read about Solomon in the Bible, in Chronicles, for example. So call us up, 1-888-8-NYART, order to train up a child, Proverbs, and Ecclesiastes and Song of Songs. 1-888-8-NYART. Hey, this is Bob Enyart, 1-800-8-NYART. We'll go back to Connecticut, and I'd like to ask John if he's aware that in the last century or so, left-wing governments, democratic, socialist, and communist governments have slaughtered tens of millions of people, approaching 100 million people slaughtered. John, did you know that?
I'm not aware of the exact numbers, but I agree that they're responsible for a lot of murder.
Yeah.
You know what I would like to say about that?
Yeah.
I think we have to take it a step deeper. And one thing that I think we have to focus in on is who is behind these socialist, communist, atheistic governments?
Well, I'd say mostly atheistic, socialist, communists.
Well, I would say it goes a step deeper than that, and I'll give them a name, and I'll call them the Illuminati. Why don't we ever talk about that in the open? Why is that such a hard subject to talk about?
There are plenty of shows that talk about the Illuminati and the New World Order and the Bilderbergers and who else? The CFR, Council on Foreign Relations.
The Rockefellers, Trilateral Commission.
Yeah, but get right. So the newsflash, the Rockefellers are evil.
They're behind communism. They're the shadow government underneath that's upgirding communism.
Newsflash.
So why don't we talk about communism?
John,
why don't we talk about them?
John, newsflash. Bill and Hillary Clinton have been supportive of communists. Newsflash.
You're not telling me anything I don't know.
No kidding. That's what I'm saying about you. Newsflash. Newsflash. American media hates the anti-communist, and they love the communist. Newsflash.
That's right.
It's no kidding. It's saying.
Getting back to the original issue of Vietnam, you were saying that you were for Vietnam. I'm saying that, in a way, I was for sending American troops to foreign soils to fight an Asian battle against the communists. In another way, I'm saying that there's also some factors that no one or very few people failed to address, and that is we sent those American boys over there, and they became drug addicted, and the Illuminati knew that that's what was going to happen.
John,
and we never talk about it.
John, when we sent Americans over to fight the communists, and the media, for the most part, vilified them, American university professors called them baby killers, and when they came back, we spit on them, and we cheered the communists. So the things that you're...
I'm not saying that we should have done that.
Yeah, but I know that, but you're saying only if we knew that it's certain powerful people in America and Europe that were behind it? Only if we knew that, well, what? If we knew that, Bill and Hillary Clinton were behind it, and they went to the White House for 2 terms.
I'm saying that the bar is lowered everyone is dumbed down. The education system is dumbed down.
Yeah, we know
America
that.
America has to wake up because they have to know who's behind all this. The reason why I think we're in Afghanistan now is to get that oil pipeline built.
Yeah.
You know,
John,
that's all I want to say.
John, that's goofy.
That's not goofy.
That is goofy.
If you don't understand that.
I understand what you're talking about, but you just went off the goof meter. Right, Afghanistan was it was the crown jewel of the radical Islamic fundamentalists who want to take over every government in the world they can and enforce a your Islam or your dead policy. Afghanistan was the crown jewel of that movement. And out of Afghanistan, they plotted to attack America and they murdered 3,000. So I'm all for, as an American, slaughtering every last member of the Taliban and Al-Qaeda that we can get our hands on.
I agree with that.
And so you're so concerned about somebody making money from oil. You know what? Making money from oil is a really good thing to do. God wants people to make money from oil.
Yeah, but God's people right now aren't in a position where they're making the money for oil, but the people that are making the money for the oil are the occult Satanists.
What are you
talking
about? The Satanists who own Exxon?
That's right.
Come on, that's so goofy, John.
It's not goofy. You just don't know enough facts.
John, I've
your
read
argument.
You know the books you're referring to and the articles and the magazines? I've read them, but it's... since Jesus was here, since before Jesus, wealthy people will tend to become evil. They'll tend to be evil because they'll break the rules. They'll cheat. They'll lie. They'll steal. And so they'll get more political power and more wealth quite often. And so is it a newsflash that the wealthiest people in the world are they like communists? And they like socialists, and they like homosexuality, and they like abortion, and really it's the media and the political elite that's behind all our troubles? That's not a newsflash.
I'm not trying to give you any newsflashes, Bob.
Well, then you said, well, we shouldn't have been in Vietnam.
I'm just trying to say there's 20 factors on the left and 20 factors on the right. We keep talking about the same two or three things on both sides. There's more to this issue. It's a bigger picture than this.
Well, and the bigger picture is that there are some powerful people in finance and government that support the enemy. No kidding! I mean, in my church, at Denver Bible Church, I'd say the average 9-year-old knows that. And how is, if we focus on that, how's it going to help us win the battle?
Well, I'm not saying to focus on that. I'm just saying.
Well, then why would you say
all the facts of a certain issue?
You seem to be come down against us going to fight the communists in Vietnam and against us killing the Taliban in Afghanistan because they want to build an oil pipeline. I want them to build an oil pipeline there. Don't you? What do you want? More expensive oil?
I don't think it's going to make a difference if they build or not. I just have a problem
What did you bring it up for? We shouldn't be there because they might build a pipeline.
I'm not saying we shouldn't be there because they might build a pipeline. I'm saying that's why we are there.
Well, if there is an economic value to some military action because it will improve our standard of living, but we also have justifiable grounds, for example, attacking Japan and attacking the Nazis, Germany. Well, arguably, there was some economic value in all that activity. That doesn't mean we shouldn't have done it.
I'm not against that economic value.
Don't go after the Nazis because some people will make money from it.
No, what I'm saying is I'm against perpetuating the economic value for the bad guys and not pulling the rug out from under it and having the good guys tap into it for a change. Some of the middle class Americans are going to take economic advantage to all this oil coming in and all this gross national product and so on. That's true.
Are you saying that you want a cut on the pipeline and then you're happy?
No, I'm not saying that.
Well, then what?
What I'm saying is that satanic powers are behind 300 ruling families in the world, and it's been that way for a couple thousand years.
It's been that way.
But you never hear anybody talk about it.
That's so silly. It's been that way since the Garden of Eden. Have you ever read the Bible?
Oh, yeah, I know. Been a conspiracy ever since the devil offered Eve the apple.
Back in the 50s and 60s, when there was more of a pro-American, more of a Christian mentality in society, you could arguably say that you can make some hay by pointing out that some powerful people really are not Christian. And they even sort of like the communists, and they support abortion and pornography. Back in the 40s, 50s, 60s, there was some worthwhile effort there. But today, all those people are in office, and they're the heads of all the major media outlets and the universities. It's on the front page every day that our leaders like homosexuality, abortion, evolution, and socialism, and they hate Christianity. So how much more expose do you need than that?
So what's going to be our strategy to overcome this?
Well, you need to, this is what we need to do. You find out the truth that God has revealed in the Bible, and you use that to battle your mother-in-law, your neighbor, your coworker, your friend, and you fight with people to bring them into the kingdom of God, and you get them saved.
Okay, I agree with that. I won't take up any more of your time.
Right. Thank you, John.
I just want to say one more thing.
Yeah.
I have a problem with North Vietnamese driving down the Ho Chi Minh Trail with Ford Motor Company trucks, brand new trucks, and I'm wondering where they got those trucks, the same trucks that the South Vietnamese are going up to Ho Chi Minh City to meet them for a battle. I got not only a problem with military movement. But we have the same crooks in corporate America that go to Ivy League schools that you can see now are robbing all the people of their IRA, their stocks, and their savings. The same rats.
Yeah.
All right. That's all I want to say.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye, John. Yeah. People are evil. People are evil. And when you spot one particular wickedness or another, you expose it. When you spot a group that has some type of a strategy they're working on to hurt people, you expose it. Sure you do. But to think that the key to the whole picture is if we just tell people about the Illuminati, then we'll win. That's out of touch. That's just out of touch. That's not true. You know, Jesus was here. He knew who the enemy was. He did a lot of talking, and they crucified him. Oh, yeah, but he had a lot of followers. Yeah, and then they killed them, too. Oh, and the prophets, they knew who the enemy was, and the prophets were slaughtered. So the enemy is all around us. The enemy is all around us, and we take on the enemy from the highest places of power right down to your neighbor. That's what you do. And how do you do it? Well, the strategy, it's laid out in the Bible. That's why I it's an honor to pastor Denver Bible Church. Because the Bible, that's our book of warfare. Hey, this is Bob Inyart reminding you to do right and risk the consequences. Do right.